Talking about your favourite RN shows, you might recall back in December we launched Top 5 Under 40 here on Breakfast. It's a project with the University of New South Wales, and we had an overwhelming response. In fact, we received almost 250 applications from young scientists under the age of 40 who are applying basically to be scientists in residence with RN this year and get help and skills to turn their ideas into programs and stories. On Friday, this Friday, a shortlist of 12 will pitch their program ideas, and then the final 5 under 40 will be chosen. And the number of 40 is significant. That brings me back to my remark about our favourite RN shows, because the science show's Robin Williams is celebrating a significant date too. Robin Williams, hello there.
Hi, friend.
What was happening with you 40 years ago?
I was in Vancouver in August, and I did science show number one, and just kept it going. Funnily enough, I was applying for a job in London for the ABC, and Malcolm Fraser won the election. One of the first things that was cut was that job. So I've kind of continued, and suddenly it's 40 years.
Well, I guess that's what you call a lucky break. I imagine things have changed a lot over that 40 years, but I imagine many of the themes have stayed the same too. And one of those themes, certainly as long as I can remember, is the need to get more young people studying science, interested in science. So this competition, the Top 5 Under 40, why did you think that was an important angle to look at?
Getting young, brilliant people through the door of the ABC. Now, you can't hire them anymore, at least we can't. And we used to advertise and get these incredibly brilliant people coming through the door. Shall I mention Norman Swan, Kirsten Garrett, Natasha Mitchell, on it goes. And so if you can't do that, you can, on the other hand, build bridges with outside universities. And they are brilliant. I put PhDs on every week to give you an indication of what the future's like, you know, and they've learned how to communicate 3-minute thesis. They stand up and just talk about their work in just 3 minutes, and there's a number of competitions. But also one of the other tests, you know, my running around saying they're all clever is fine, but what's the evidence? Well, the evidence is the journal Nature is launching magazines, its own journals, linked to our universities. And when I interviewed them just before Christmas, the head of Nature in this country said, the standard is immaculate. It's fantastic. And we hope the standard doesn't go down as young people's recruitment diminishes. The other evidence is just, you know, I came back from America on Wednesday, and wherever I went in the United States and in Canada, so back in Vancouver after 40 years, people are saying we're working with Australians and this partnership is fantastic.
So we've already got young scientists, brilliant young scientists out there working. Why the value? What's the value of this competition then?
The value of this competition is to get them in and working with us to make special programs. You know, where what we're doing is recruiting people outside the 5 under 40 in a happenstance way. What we want are regular people who can then form a relationship with us and produce material as the years go on. The wonderful thing is we've already done this way back when Peter McGoran, under John Howard, gave us some money to start a number of things, and we had scientists in residence, and the culture change for these scientists is really dramatic. You know,
tell me more about that.
Well, they are used to a 6-month deadline. We often give them a 6-hour deadline or even a 6-minute one, saying, look, Fran wants to talk to somebody about 3D printing in Wollongong. This part, and in you go. And they can't believe it, you know. And what you need to show is you concentrate on certain things and you write or you talk, you know, the sort of thing that we have to do, which takes practice. And that is the biggest cultural change of all, they told me after they'd been here. And the other thing really is the variety of subjects you have to deal with, even though it might be slightly outside your own field. And it takes them at least 2 weeks to get used to that. And then they're producing the lucky five. In fact, we've got 12 in the final list.
And it's a crackerjack list. I mean,
it should have been 10.
3D printing of body parts, research, drone research, malaria, knees. Water, knees, thank you, our relationship with our pets.
Yeah.
So it's quite a list. When do you have to refine this talented 12
well,
down to
I'm
just
afraid
five?
The end of the week, and the announcement will be on the 7th in the Science Show as to who's coming on, and we'll introduce them one by one.
I hate to get away from, I mean, it's just a very upbeat kind of conversation we've been having, but choosing this five is terrific, and it no doubt will help them. It will also help all of our education about science, because we'll be hearing them on the radio and on the television because of the training they get. But there still is quite a lot of gloom amongst young scientists about the future, yeah. Isn't there?
Yeah, I talked to them.
Is it well-based?
Many of them, yes, it's very well-based, because they're not getting their jobs and they're not getting their grants. You know, so many people in science have spent a third of their time writing out grants, excuse me, which get nowhere. You know, something like 1 in 10 or 1 in 15 good applications gets funded. And so what we're trying to get across is how many innovations are possible through the work that these scientists do. When we were in America last week, the new head of the AAAS organization, that's the biggest general science society in the world, they publish the journal Science, is an ex-congressman. And there are certain cuts in the United States, nothing as bad as ours. And I said, look, are you aware in Congress that between 40 and 55% of the wealth of the nation comes from innovations based on university research? Mm. That's where we get rich. What are we trying to do by cutting off the brains and stumbling around in the dark? It's ridiculous. Like, and he said that is something that needs to be impressed. Most of Congress hasn't a clue about that. And I suspect most of bloody Parliament here doesn't either.
How can we be so dumb? Robin Williams, thank you very much and good luck with the judging.
Cheers, Fran.
Robin Williams from The Science Show. 40 years ago, started the first Science Show. This Friday, the panel will be choosing the top five under 40. If you want to see the impressive shortlist, it really is impressive, who are going to be making their pitches this Friday, head to the website to find out. And the final five will be announced on The Science Show on the 7th of March.